dropping into boiling water, what's that?
That's what they call porch steaks.
And this thing that's mainly pork, I guess, and they come tied up in little round strips. What's that?
That's winners, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose it's like this. You get them in a string.
Yeah. Make sausage.
And the man that works in the grocery store and cuts the meat, he's the
meat carver, ain't he?
They also call him what? The man that slaughters animals and cuts the meat.
He's a butcher. Butcher, that's what you call it.
And now suppose the meat has been out and it's not been kept cold, and it's not good to eat anymore. So you say the meat is
spoiled.
And suppose the same thing happened with butter. You say the butter is.
Well, the butter is strong.
What else would you say the butter is? What?
Well, I'd say it wasn't fit to use.
It's, would you ever say the butter is rancid?
Yeah.
How would you say that? I just want to hear the word.
It's rancid, yes.
And, well, this stuff you buy in this, nowadays you buy in the store already cut in strips. It's from a hog. You fry it with eggs. What is that?
Bacon.
How about on the edge of a ham? What do you call that hard stuff around the edge?
That's what they'd call the skin or the rind.
Milk that is kind of, it's sat a long time and it's kind of hard.
Milk?
Yeah.
Well, that's the cream that raises to the top.
But I suppose it's kind of sat a long time and it's kind of.
It's become clabbered. Clabbered.
Now, this kind of thing that they, you take the, you take all the butter fat out of the milk and so on, and you let it set, and then you turn it up a little bit. What do you call that? It's white stuff.
That's the whey.
And, well, no, cottage cheese. You have cottage cheese?
Yes, they make cottage cheese. You let that, the milk, it'll clabber, you know. Then they'll put it on the stove and heat it.
I see.
And then the cheese will come apart, and the other whey will go to the bottom. And then you've got your cheese. You just take a skimmer, a dipper, or something, dip the cheese off.
Do you have any other names for cottage cheese?
Well, yes. We farmers used to, before we got to buy them, we called it clabbered cheese.
Is that a clabber or clabbered?
Clabbered cheese.
You put the D on the end,
yeah.
Clabbered. Now, a sweet liquid that you put on something, on a pudding or...
I believe they call that mayonnaise, a sweet liquid.